Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of bbfohio.com. As we close out our study of Luke chapter 2, covering verses 39 through 52, in our study titled, The Childhood of Jesus. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, send those to our attention by email, bbfohio@protonmail.com. Or you can send letters along with any check or money order contributions to support this ministry by addressing those to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. Donations can also be made at bbfohio.com on your desktop using the PayPal donation button on the right-hand side of the screen, or if you are on the mobile site, use the drop-down menu. Now we begin our study of Luke chapter 2, verses 39 through 52, titled, The Childhood of Jesus. This is part 1 of 2.
In the meantime, we're going to do the current events update. Brought to you by... No, I'm kidding. We don't have any sponsors yet. But we do have a gift from the Cristoforo family. And here, I'll show you the picture Jenny took. It is a nice, handmade... I got it right here. Isn't that cool? And it says, Bible Believers Fellowship, Worthington, Ohio, down at the bottom. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9, which is why I'm reading it. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. I don't know if they know this or not, but that's my theme verse for my ministry. When I was called to preach, God used that verse to really, open my eyes to what was going on. I won't get into detail about it, but there was a lot going on in my life, and I loved preaching the gospel. I loved going out and going door to door, handing out gospel tracts and all that. And then as I was reading that verse, and then I was sitting in the church about this size, close to where Charlie's sitting, and a verse in Ephesians was being, the preacher's preaching in Ephesians about Paul praying for boldness. And so those are two passages that God really used as he was leading me in my call to the ministry. So thank you very much for that. And there was a card, and I think here it is.
Come on, stretch those muscles.
Phew, that wasn't easy. Colossians 1, verse 3, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. And they said, Pastor Greg, happy belated birthday to you. We hope you like the flag. Love it. We wanted to show you our deep appreciation for your ministry and service to Jesus Christ. You have blessed and enriched our lives, and we pray that you and your family have a wonderful holiday season. We love you guys. Sincerely, the Cristoforos, Matt, Shauna, Jimmy, and Thomas.
Still get you birthday presents.
Yeah, you can either send me birthday gifts or early Christmas. Sure. All right. Along the lines of a current events update, I would just want to show you some of this if you haven't been, you're not aware of it already. But American corporations are selling out to the commies. It is a corporate fascism taking over America today. And if you take a stand for Christ, those corporate fascists will fire you. And they've already been doing it. Anyway, ESPN forbids discussion of Chinese politics when discussing Daryl Morey's tweet about Chinese politics. They're talking about Daryl Morey is a general manager for the Houston Rockets, and he posted a tweet that basically supported the Hong Kong protesters. And ESPN said they could talk about it, but they couldn't talk about China, which was what it was all about. And it's because they're all selling out to communism. Communist China has this state-controlled form of capitalism. And that's what's being, in America, that's what they're doing. So the NBA basically apologized to China, a communist dictatorship, whose so-called president is in for life, just like Kim Jong-un in North Korea. And they apologized for this tweet supporting freedom. Morally supported the freedom of Hong Kong, and his job is in jeopardy. They're saying he's probably going to get fired. And then James Harden of the Rockets, who was overseas, I think he was in Japan at the time, he apologized to China and talked about how wonderful China was and that we support everything they're doing over there. I guess that includes the concentration camps. China, because your news media is a Democrat fake news media, they don't tell you that China has concentration camps filled with people, mostly Muslims. They have estimates. China doesn't let anybody know. They're all over the country. They're in hidden places. It could be millions of people. They actually take people who they convict of crimes and harvest their organs. And so there have been people who they know have not actually committed crimes who are then accused and convicted so that they can harvest their organs. That's China. And that's who the NBA is apologizing to. But there's other, Hollywood's been doing it for years. There's a new Top Gun, did it already come out? I don't even know. There's a new Top Gun movie coming out. This was in July, so I don't know if it's already come out. I think it has. But Maverick was played by Tom Cruise. In the original movie, he had Japanese and Taiwanese flags on the patch of his jacket. And it's the same jacket, but they actually changed the patch because China claims Taiwan. And Taiwan claims to be an independent country. And they don't want to offend the Chinese. So they changed the patch. Google, who has been in bed with China for a number of years, their sodomite CEO doesn't have any morals, doesn't have any ethics. And they pulled a Hong Kong protest game for violating rules against capitalizing on sensitive events. Right. And it's what our president would call bull blank. But anyway, Google is serving China at everything China wants. Google does. And it's for money. The following corporations made changes or apologized for violating the One China principle, which is Taiwan and other places that China claims. Hong Kong, if you support Hong Kong or Taiwan or whatever, you're violating the One China principle. Or they also accuse them of damaging China's territorial integrity by referring to Taiwan as a country because it is. There's some of your corporations that are in bed with China and are apologizing to the communists. I recognize about half of them. Gap, Calvin Klein, don't want nobody's name on my behind. Then there's Marriott, Ray-Ban, Air France, Air Canada, Japan Airlines, American Airlines. They're all in bed with the communists and apologizing for any time they do or say anything the communists over in China don't like. And then play a couple minutes of this little video instead of me yakking about it. There's a fellow named Mark Dice. And we'll skip the ad in 2, 1, skip.
Most Americans finally learned that the big Hollywood studios change parts of the scripts and entire plot lines of what will become blockbuster movies so that they don't offend the communists, so that they can have distribution in China and make a bunch of extra money. Equally, if not more disappointing, we learned that NBA players, who are among the wokest of all professional athletes, who up until now, never heard of a social justice cause that they didn't love to support, until that cause was democracy in Hong Kong when their communist Chinese overlords told them to shut up about it. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. After the communist Chinese government-run newspaper, The People's Daily, complained about a video game in the Apple App Store and an app that the protesters were using to coordinate their protests in Hong Kong, Apple also caved to the commies and pulled them from the App Store. Also, an American company called Blizzard Entertainment, which apparently puts on video game tournaments, banned one of their players and took his $10,000 prize money from one of the tournaments after he voiced support for the demonstrators in Hong Kong. Last year, Marriott Hotels fired an employee because he liked a tweet that supported independence for Tibet.
You believe that?
That offends the communists.
Liked a tweet, got fired.
Folks over at Reddit have compiled a list of what appear to be even more instances, including Mercedes-Benz supposedly apologizing to China after they quoted the Dalai Lama on Instagram, American Airlines and Delta and United deleting any mention that Taiwan is its own country after China got upset with them, Audi apologizing for a similar instance, Ray-Ban, the sunglass company, apologizing to China, and I have a feeling we're going to be learning about many more. Apparently CNN has a sports division. This is the first that I'm hearing about it. Seriously, it's called CNN Sports. And one of their reporters asked Houston Rockets star James Harden at a press conference if he will refrain from talking about all politics now, since he's been made a fool of, since he's a big social justice warrior for all kinds of causes, except for democracy in Hong Kong.
Hi, Christina McFarlane, CNN. The NBA has always been a league that prides itself on its player and its coaches being able to speak out openly about political and societal affairs. I just wonder, after the events of this week and the fallout we've seen, whether you would both feel differently about speaking out in that way in future. It's a legitimate question. This is an event that's happened this week during the NBA. This particular question has not been answered. Jane.
Any other questions?
Gentlemen in front.
Look at that coward. He wouldn't even respond. They tried to cut her off as soon as she started asking about it. This may be a bigger problem for the NBA than Colin Kaepernick and the other players kneeling for the national anthem was for the NFL. Because probably half the country thought that was for a good cause, for social justice. But in this case, everybody sees the players as a bunch of cowards and hypocrites and bowing down to the communists. I could be wrong, though, because the Democrats do have more in common with the communist Chinese government than they do with our great republic here in the United States.
That's the truth.
That's wild, man.
But that's why we repeat thereby, this isn't about a political party. This is both Democrats and Republicans and a lot of stupid Christians who are going along with this, and it's all about the Antichrist. And don't forget Red Dawn. You remember that, the remake Hollywood put out? Their original had communists. That's from the original there. They're communists from Russia, and Russia had invaded America. Well, this is the article that came out before that movie was released several years ago. And it says, when MGM decided a few years ago to remake Red Dawn, a 1984 Cold War drama about a bunch of American farm kids repelling a Soviet invasion, which is a misrepresentation of what the movie is actually about, the studio needed new villains since the USSR had collapsed in 1991. The producers substituted Chinese aggressors for the Soviets. And they filmed the movie in Michigan in 2009. So there's two problems, China and Michigan. But potential distributors, this is before they released it, remember, are nervous about becoming associated with the finished film, concerned that doing so would harm their ability to do business with the rising Asian superpower, one of the fastest growing and potentially most lucrative markets for American movies, not to mention other U.S. products. At this point, you should be reminded, Scripture says in 1 Timothy 6:10 that the love of money is the root of all evil. You're going to lose your freedoms in this country It's either going to happen before or after the rapture, but you're going to lose your freedoms in this country, and it's corporations that are going to be taking those freedoms from you. And just like they did in Red Dawn, they're going to do to you. As a result, the filmmakers now are digitally erasing Chinese flags and military symbols from Red Dawn, substituting dialogue and altering the film to depict much of the invading force as being from North Korea. And that's how I watched the movie. It was ridiculous. An isolated country where American media companies have no dollars at stake. See?
In the original Red Dawn, it was the Soviets and
Cuba. Yeah. I think there were Cubans in this one too.
Cuba and North Korea. And the United States.
And then there's this gem. Tilda Swinton was cast as a Tibetan monk in the Marvel movie Doctor Strange, so the comic book character could be changed to a Celtic to avoid upsetting China. They're changing the comic books, the movies coming out from comic books, and the movies, and your sports organizations are kissing up to the commies. On and on it goes. And meanwhile, I'm up here to tell you the truth. One of the few to stand up for freedom is the staff of a raunchy cartoon that I don't recommend called South Park. This is their official apology, in quotes, to China. South Park's producer said, quote, like the NBA, we welcome the Chinese censors into our homes and into our hearts. We, too, love money more than freedom and democracy. And I think they pronounced the president's name Xi or Z, Z, Chi. Chi doesn't look just like Winnie the Pooh at all. They actually banned a cartoon that South Park put out because they made Chi, the president of China, look like Winnie the Pooh. Now, think about it, though. Here in America, those communist censorship tactics are right here. If I worked for any of these and I stood up and said, listen, the Bible says homosexuality is a sin. Gay marriage, as you call it, is an abomination. Abortion is murder. And I believe that Jesus said to go by a sword. I believe in owning guns. I believe in carrying a gun for self-protection. If I said that stuff and I worked for any of these guys, I'd be fired. Because America is being programmed. You turn on your TV, it's called programming. And you go to school, you're being programmed. Everywhere you're being programmed for Antichrist. Hey, Dre.
The Winnie the Pooh thing with the President Xi, apparently, if you were to post that in China, you'd be put in jail. I've even seen video clips of a woman being thrown in jail.
Or a concentration camp.
Take it straight out of her
Yeah,
house.
Absolutely.
And explain why.
Yeah. And it's all about lining up for the globalist world order of Antichrist. And I spelled Antichrist without an I there. But when you see Paul Ryan trying to change Fox News, it's not because he's a Democrat. He's a Republican, but he's a rhino and he's a globalist. And so keep that in mind as you see all this stuff. Keep your eyes open. And it's all coming to fruition, Revelation 13:16, when the stage has got to be set for the Antichrist to show up. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. Notice that? Free, America, and bond, China. Free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And so they're telling these NBA players and GMs, and they're telling other people in all these other areas of our economy, you will say what we tell you to say, you will believe what we tell you to believe, or you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. You know, America is doing this with all the communist countries and everything. You come together, one big unhappy family for the Antichrist. All right, so if you're in Luke 2, we're going to pick up in verse 39. and read to the end of the chapter, and I'm going to ask you to read the even numbered with me. So I'll start in verse 39, you join in verse 40. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. All right, has everybody got a Bible? Got a Bible open? We've got Bibles in the pews there for the anybody who didn't bring your Bible. And we're in Luke chapter 2. And I'll pick up again verse 41, and you join in verse 42. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. God's people say amen. So we close out chapter 2 and the childhood of Jesus. In verse 39, we read, And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. So it's a reminder that Jesus was born and raised as a circumcised Jew under Mosaic law. And you have to keep that in mind. There are things in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and even beginning in Acts, that don't apply to you today. And you understand that by understanding the context and rightly dividing the word of truth. If, according to 2 Timothy 2:15, you ignore that and you do not rightly divide the word of truth, you're going to be ashamed of yourself. Amen? Verse 40 then says, And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Can you imagine watching Jesus grow up? But that is all that God the Father wanted us to know about the childhood of his son. That's all. There's a little bit of detail in Matthew and a little bit of detail here, but we're not told much about the childhood of Jesus. And keep in mind, that means that's all God wanted you to know. And so now we jump in the next verse, a little more than a decade into the future. He's not telling you much. And about the childhood of Jesus. Verse 41 says, Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. So Jesus has gone every year and seen a picture of his own death. Every year Jesus goes to the temple and sees the lamb slain and the shedding of the blood of that lamb. And I unlike some claim somehow he didn't. I believe he knew. Mm-hmm. And he was God in flesh. And he grew up just like a normal boy, but as it says, he was filled with wisdom. How many children do you know under the age of 12 that are filled with wisdom? I've never met one. I've met some children who are raised very well, and they may even memorize Bible verses, Awana clubs and that, and Sunday school classes, you know. And yet you take that child out, away from mom and dad, just by themselves, and let them go for a day or two, and you'll see how much wisdom is banked up in that kid. But Jesus was different. And he's obeying Mosaic law as a child, of course, under the direction of Joseph and Mary. But he's obeying Mosaic law. Now, I just have to point this out. The NIV changes it to from the Feast of the Passover to the festival. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. Now, technically, a festival is defined as a community feast related to religious activities and such. But here's the thing is, they sold that. They conned everybody into thinking they were making a Bible that made things easier to understand. How is festival an improvement on feast? When you go back to Leviticus 23, you read about feasts. When you read in the New Testament, you want to see the fulfillment of those scriptures, it should still be feasts. You're just introducing confusion. Yeah, Charlie?
Also, in our modern America, festival has a very different connotation of a feast.
Like,
feast is clearly...
What was the show that had Festivus?
Yeah.
You know, you signed up. Yeah, that's what I mean. You're just introducing confusion. Why would you do that? Well, I just remembered as I was looking at this that there are worse things that we failed to mention. Back in verse 33, look in your Bible, verse 33, and you'll see it says, "And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him." The ESV and the NIV changed that to "the child's father and mother." Joseph was not Jesus' father. He adopted and raised Jesus, as far as we know. And we're not told much about Joseph after this either, by the way. And when we see Jesus reappear, they mention Joseph, but we don't see anything about Joseph. Well, slick seminarians will say, well, that's what the Greek says. And we're after an accurate translation of the Greek. And since the Greek says father, your Bible should say father. And my response is, they lie. But it's a slick lie. That's why I called them slick seminarians. It's a slick lie. Because if you look at the received Greek text that the King James comes from, it says, Kai en Yosef, Joseph. Vatican text, which is what all your new versions come from. And now it's called the United Bible Society text. It used to be called the Nestle-Allen Metzger, and then before that it was the Westcott and Hort. All of them are basically the Codex Vaticanus with edits. That's all it is. And the Vatican text says, Kai in ho pater, father. So see, when they say the Greek, that's a lie right there. There is no such thing as the Greek. You either have the received Greek text, which our King James Bible's translated from, or you have one of many versions of the Alexandrian Vaticanus Greek text. So anytime someone looks at you and says, the Greek says, you need to stop and say, wait a minute, which Greek text? Because the King James translators used the right Greek text. And it says Yosef. You want any more information about that, you go to bbfohio.com. And in the banner up the top, you hover over video, and then you'll see documentaries, and then new versions or Vatican versions, and you go to that page, and you can watch our... We have a video. Sadly, a lot of people who associate with BBF Ohio, and even... I'm not going to ask you, but I bet some of you have never watched our video. And we put in about 3 months of work to put out a video explaining all this. It's called New Versions or Vatican Versions. It's available free online. It's also available free. We got 3 copies in the library. Take it home and watch it. And you'll see how clear it is that new versions are Vatican versions. And stay away from anything Vatican. There are some things the Vatican espouses that's biblical, but we don't espouse it.